Arkansas ranks 15th in the nation in the use of out-of-school suspension for all students, and 13th in the gap between black and white students in out-of-school suspensions. A report released Thursday by Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families shows that Arkansas schools rely too heavily on such punishments, thus limiting students' opportunities to learn. The report also offers alternative methods. Jerry Derlikowski is the Director for Education Policy at Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families, and the author of the report, Keeping Kids in Class, Fixing Disparities in School Discipline. I spoke with her on Friday about her report. I began by asking her why they decided to do this study.
We had been reviewing some of the national research we've been seeing, such as a report out of the U.S. Department of Education Office of Civil Rights on a disparity in suspensions, and also if you, Education Week's quality counts issue this year, where all the states look to see how they ranked, was focused on school discipline, climate, and culture. So that and a national campaign on solutions, not suspensions. We decided to look at the data in Arkansas and see how we fared.
How was the study conducted? Are schools required to report?
Yes, the data is already reported by school districts. It's in the Arkansas State Data Center. It's accessible through their Arkansas Department of Education's website. So, they all report now on incidents of discipline with all the student demographic information attached, and they also report infractions with the student demographics attached.
And the data showed that, you know, more minorities are being suspended than white students, correct?
Right. In fact, out-of-school suspensions, black students are suspended five times as much as white students, in-school suspension three times as often as white students, and corporal punishment twice as often as white students.
Five times, that's quite a lot. The higher the rate of out-of-school suspension, then the lower the graduation rates, correct? Isn't
right.
there a correlation?
The research shows that any student that is suspended, out-of-school suspension, is more likely to drop out and not graduate than any other student.
In looking at the report, and you can tell me if I'm wrong or not, but it looked like the problem lies within a few districts with a really large percentage of disparity.
You're right that a majority of the districts do a fairly good job. There are a very few districts, but some of them are very small districts, too, that have these issues. So what we found in our research was that there wasn't any consistency in which variables contributed to seeing a high rate of disparity. We looked at school size. We looked at poverty rates. We looked at high percentages of minority students, low percentages, and we didn't find any consistency, which makes us think that the problem doesn't lie with the student behavior or student demographic as much as other variables in the school setting, perhaps even school leadership. Because some districts have very good results that have similar demographics to another district with not very good results.
So what are some of the other variables? You mentioned school leadership.
Well, we looked at all of them, and there's not enough differentiation in the variable set that we have available to identify, you know, a cause. So the national research that we've read, such as that report I mentioned from the U.S. Department of Education, it was by Lozen and Gillespie, also a report from the Council of State Governments that was conducted in Texas, they all concluded that the behavior of the students was not the issue, although their research also didn't have data adequate to pin down what might be the trigger, if you will, for disparity.
What kinds of things are kids being suspended for? I know when I was in high school, and this was not quite 15 years ago, but when I was in high school, students were given out-of-school suspension for truancy, which seems sort of counterintuitive.
And they still are in some areas, and that's one of the things that we're hoping through some attention to this, that we will reduce at least out-of-school suspensions and keep students in school and find ways to keep them learning. We don't want to lose learning time, because many times these students are the ones that need that learning time the most. So the variety of reasons is very inconsistent across the state for when students get out-of-school suspension or even an in-school suspension.
What are some of your proposed solutions?
Well, with the report, we hope to begin a discussion. We want people to look at the data and see which areas of the state have been successful at reducing disparities, and maybe develop some best practices and identify what some of the measures they're taking are that are helping with that, and share them with other districts that are having larger amounts of disparity. We also want to encourage the use of research-based strategies such as positive behavior intervention and support systems. ASU Jonesboro has a program that they're providing that's helped support schools that are moving to that system of behavior management. We're looking at schools that have restorative justice practices, where students have meet with a student council in a way to help identify when they've had some kind of behavior incident, other ways to restore the student to the school setting without using suspension. So those practices do take more time and effort by the staff, but we feel their value is that value is more than compensated by the gains you get in maybe student performance and even student participation and their efforts at the school.
Well, you mentioned that it's going to take more time and effort by the staff, and you also mentioned a program at ASU, but what are there other systems of support out there for education staff?
There are a lot of programs around the state. The Department of Education itself has a grant to help with professional development in this area, and they're using it primarily for focus and priority schools, the ones with low achievement. And so there are several different groups trying to provide resources to the schools, and it will probably depend kind of case by case on what the school situation is, as to which one might be most accessible to them.
I might be backtracking a little bit, but in 2013, it is really kind of shocking that schools are still using corporal punishment. At least it's shocking to me. I can't speak for the masses, but what are some of the solutions for stopping corporal punishment?
I think it's education of our administrative personnel. As you can see in the report, some of our largest districts with some of the heavy minority populations are the ones that don't have corporal punishment. And so those districts are finding other ways to keep order in their schools and discipline their students, keep their students engaged so the students want to be there and learning. And I think it's a matter of educating maybe some even old-time professionals that still have the outlook that, and then there's also some community values. There are some communities that feel like that's the way they want their children disciplined. So I think it's just a educational process and communities understanding that there are other ways to discipline children more productively and that will encourage the child to improve. There's probably some other ways, but those are the main ones right now.
Just some education. And some of those larger districts that reported no use of corporal punishment were like Hot Springs and Springdale and
Little Rock. And yeah, the biggest ones in the state, Rogers, they reported none in 2012.
Okay, well, what else?
I think we'd just like to ask folks to look at the report, keep an open mind. I know a lot of people are, their first assumption is if there's more black students are punished, their behavior's worse, but and maybe in a particular setting, there may be some issue that needs to be dealt with, you know, systemically some other way, but the research just does not bear that out, indicate that the behavior of black students is not worse than the behavior of white students in those states.
And if people would like to read the report?
We have a link on our webpage, arkansasadvocates.org, and they can get the report there.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Jerry.
All right. Thank you.
Jerry Derlikowski is the Director for Education Policy at Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families and author of the report, Keeping Kids in Class, Fixing Disparities in School Discipline. To view that report, go to aradvocates.org. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large.